This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, no Wayne Allyn Root tonight. One more night of yours truly, Lee Elsie, broadcasting once again right in the middle of Boston and New York City, right here in God's country in Connecticut. And again, I can't thank the folks over at the USA Radio Network enough for giving us this opportunity, the War Now, and of course, Wayne Allyn Root, for putting this whole thing in motion. 833-WAR-TALK, that's 833-927-8255. That is the number to dial. As we embark on a Tuesday, broadcasting again out to Dallas and Minneapolis and Montauk and St. Louis and everywhere in between. All right, let's start here. I have a whole bunch of different things that I want to talk about today, but let me ask you the question as you're driving in your car, wherever you might be. Who's the most powerful man in the world? Who do you think is the most powerful person in the world? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Putin? Obama? Soros? No. The most powerful man in the world right now, individually, is Mark Zuckerberg. Because with a snap of a finger, Mark Zuckerberg can cut you off, well, from just about half of the population of the world. Everybody's on Facebook, right? Everybody does something on Facebook, and that's... Yes, we're living in a day and age where, you know, your grandma's on Facebook and your uncle's on Facebook. And maybe your kids are still thinking that's kind of cool enough to be on. But a lot of people get all their news through Facebook. All their information comes through Facebook. Sometimes it's warped, sometimes it's crippled, sometimes it's broken. But most of the time they get their information, or at least some of it, through Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg, the one and only Mark Zuckerberg, who... basically has slid scot-free when it comes to this whole Russia gate and the Russia meddling because, well, it's Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, you know, it's not his fault. No, it's Trump's fault that the Russians hacked and the Russians ended up putting up all these phony stories. It's not Zuckerberg's fault. It's the Russians' fault. But Zuckerberg has the power to, bam, shut you down. So listen, I don't agree with Alex Jones. We talked a little bit about this last night. It's not my kind of thing. Right, I'm not spending any time. Maybe in my whole life I've listened to about 90 seconds of Alex Jones. Right, turn me off. The Sandy Hook shootings, which is right down the street from where we are right now, saying that there are a bunch of actors. That kind of stuff is nonsense to me. Taking down the Twin Towers and saying that was an inside job, again, nonsense. We talked a little bit about frogs, turning the frogs gay. Nonsense. Right? It's all garbage. But the idea that with a snap of a finger, the most powerful man in the world can shut down somebody. And the more I think about this, the more I don't want to see the internet, certainly don't want to see it regulated by the government. Because I think then you're in a very, very dangerous place. And just ugly, dangerous place where they decide who's who and what's what and how things happen. But I'm getting close to the point where maybe there needs to be some kind of regulation on somebody who has some oversight on somebody that can be taken down from a place where there are all of these eyes and ears that are listening. And again, with a snap of a finger, you're gone. You're basically in no man's land. You're in purgatory. You can't get out. And again, I don't agree with Alex Jones, but again, you should be at least given the right to have a voice. And, you know, we've seen now, it's not just Alex Jones who has been sort of pushed to the side. They're taking Republican candidate ads and pulling them. Facebook has banned Republican congressional candidate Elizabeth Heng's campaign video ad because she talked about communist crimes that led to her family to flee Cambodia. It's like a four-minute video. It's riveting. I mean, she is just telling the story about her family. Shocking, and all of the things that went along with it, they pulled it. Now, what drives you nuts is there is no, well, there's rhyme or reason. Of course there's rhyme or reason. There's certainly, there's a political slant to all of it. There's a definite political slant to this. So when you are yanking information that gives a different point of view or an opposite point of view to yours, and you're not allowing that to get up on this platform, now there's an issue with that. Now, I'm always somebody who believes in capitalism. I'm always somebody who believes that you have the right to find someplace else to do it, right? So if you have a store that is doing things that you don't like, saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, you can shop someplace else. But the problem is Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of these platforms, Instagram, they're all extremely left. So the people out there who have a different point of view really have nowhere to go. So yes, would there, you know, be a place out there for a conservative or a fair place to post things where nobody's stuff is taken down unless it's actually threatening? See, I live in a world where people have the right to say what they want to say, right? They should be allowed to say what they want to say as long as you are not harming somebody else, right? I have a big libertarian streak in me. As long as you're not harming another person, you should really be able to do pretty much whatever it is that you want to do within the confines of the law, right? And to me, as far as this free speech issue goes, I'm a strong believer and an advocate in letting capitalism dictate, but we've gotten to the point now where this is almost too big. These social media platforms are too big. Everybody gets their news from these social media platforms. And it's causing a definite divide and a rift, and it's become unfair. I mean, how can you be somebody who's running as a congressional candidate and you tell your story in an ad and Zuckerberg, again with a slap of the finger or a snap of the finger, he pulls your ad down. You're done. You're gone. Alex Jones, again, maybe you disagree with him, but bam, snap of the finger, he's gone. So you could be next. And I know a lot of people who have had their post either taken down, they've been banned, they've been put in Facebook jail, they call it. That hasn't happened to me, but there are people out there who have done that. They're in Facebook jail as we speak. So free speech is, it's got to be free. You've got to be able to communicate these thoughts and these ideas across all these platforms. I don't know how to do it, and I don't want the government involved. I don't know how you can get to that place, because I certainly don't want somebody like Mark Zuckerberg deciding who gets a chance to read what I put up on Facebook. Again, I can leave Facebook, and a lot of people are doing that. I understand that. So I'm kind of conflicted here. To be honest with you, I feel very strongly towards the idea of free speech, but I also feel very strongly towards the world of capitalism. And I wish there was an alternate universe to go instead of Facebook, because we tell everybody, go to that, and that way you get a fair shot. Even if you're a liberal, you get a fair shot. If you've got a point you want to get across, go ahead. Go to the social media platform that gives everybody a voice. Don't go to the one that takes voices away from people who maybe have a different opinion on certain things than you do. And that's where we're getting right now. The last thing we want to do is have the government, like the fairness doctrine. We don't want that. And there's actually, believe it or not, a Senate Democrat is now circulating plans for the government to take over the Internet. It's called Reason Roundup, if you will, and it's got a whole bunch of checklist things that they want to try to do, including mandatory location verification. So that means that the actual bills that being circulated is saying that they want to find out where you are. Like making sure you're not in Russia or making sure you're not a robot. So they want to find out where you are. So when you log in to one of these social media platforms, they will actually have to verify where you are. And they'll have to verify who you are. Right? And make sure you're not a robot. Now that may not sound like a big deal to you, but you know what? I don't really want to know, or I don't want the government to know where I'm logging in from. It's none of their damn business. So the idea of the whole, to me, the fairness doctrine is a bunch, to me, it's a bunch of garbage. You make what you make out of it. In other words, that's the reason why liberal radio stations fail, is because they just don't make any sense, and the people that they put behind the microphones in those liberal radio stations, they're terrible, and they don't get it, and they'll never get it. But I guess that's an entirely different topic to talk about. Listen, I've got what I think is going to be a fantastic show tonight. I'm very excited filling in for the great Wayne Allen. We have a number of guests, including a couple that I've actually, well, one I've never talked to on the air before. We're going to bring on Eric Bolling, of course, from Fox News fame and fortune. He's on a brand new television station. He's got a brand new television network. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that. James Hearson, who, again, covers Hollywood and everything about Hollywood. We'll chat with him a little later on. A good pal of mine, Dr. Anthony Alessi, he's one of the smartest guys I know. I get a chance to talk to him just about every week on my local morning radio show. He'll join us, looks like, in our third hour here. And then, great actor and a very conservative person, Robert Davi, will join me in the third hour as well. If you don't know him, he was in Goonies. He was in 007. He's, I think, voted one of the worst Bond villains, but worst in a good way. We'll have him on. He's also had a radio show for the longest time as well. And, he's got a new movie coming out, which, believe it or not, I am in. Ha ha! I got a brief role. But I'll talk about in the third hour of the program. So all of that is happening today. And, of course, your phone calls. Can't do it without you guys out there. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. VLCRadio@gmail.com. That is my email address. Of course, you can like me on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you guys throughout the entire night. Take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. It's Lee Elsie going in for Wayne Allen Root. I'm going out.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home, you attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back 23 minutes after the first hour of the program. And again, we appreciate it. All of you out there, if you want to weigh in, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you want to call in, I will call in earlier rather than late because we do have a number of guests, including Eric Bowling coming up in just a couple of minutes. So, again, I'm looking at some of the great radio stations across the country that the USA Radio Network is on. It's just, I almost got a story for like half of these for some of the things that I've done and basically some of the trouble that I got in some of these places. So somewhere along the line, I'm going to have to go over that. But and we'll do that down the road. It can't be today. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw this. You may, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But West Hollywood has passed or passes a resolution to remove Trump's star on the Walk of Fame. So the city council unanimously voted to formally seek the removal of President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That, according to the mayor, he tweeted it out, as West Hollywood City Council again passes the resolution asking the Hollywood Chamber to get rid of the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And, you know, I sat back and I thought about this. I said to myself, okay, how disrespectful is this? Even if you disagree with this man and his policy, even if you think that he is leading the country maybe in the wrong direction, how dare the people in West Hollywood try to remove something that, first of all, was duly earned by this man, as he was the number one show apprentice-wise. I mean, this is a guy who built the brand. He is reality television. I know some people say he's still on a reality television show, but he is reality television. So who the heck is the city council in West Hollywood to try to dictate to take his star off the Hollywood Walk of Fame? I'm like, how dare you guys even think about doing that? What kind of a slap in the face to the president of the United States? Even if you don't like the man. I mean, I keep going back to the double standard that's going on around this country. If you tried to do something like this
with another star, somebody out there who is outspoken, and a city council wanted to get rid of, let's say, a Denzel Washington star, or want, if Barack Obama had a monument somewhere and you wanted to pull it down, can you imagine the outrage around the country if that happened? And these folks, these weasels in West Hollywood, and I know they hear us because I know we got a station out there, who are passing a resolution to remove the Walk of Fame star. Shame on you. I mean, who are you compared to Donald Trump? Explain that to me. How dare you decide to do that and try to do that? I mean, the idea that that is actually even being considered, it's an absolute slap in the face as far as I'm concerned. An absolute 100% slap in the face. How dare they do that? I'm almost speechless as far as this goes, because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, here's a guy who revolutionized television when it comes to reality TV. He had the number one show almost, you know, for the first few seasons of The Apprentice. No one was even close. And he completely built a brand through that. And if anybody deserves to be on a Walk of Fame, a star on a Walk of Fame, it's him. And you're going to pull him down because you disagree with the politics? Again, I ask you, who are you? What gives you the right to do that? I'll tell you, you know, Hollywood, San Francisco is the worst. I don't know how anyone, I mean, I live in a very, very blue state. And every day we battle, right? We battle. We high taxes and all of the social programs that are going on here, and the unfunded liabilities in the state are just crippling. But I think to myself, so I fight the fight every day, and it's a great state to be in, but blah, blah, blah. At least some of the politicians, they fight back. San Francisco and California, some of those places in California, like West, these places are so left and liberal. How does anybody breathe who happens to have a different thought process than the folks out there who are completely left-leaning? How do they even survive? How do you get up and go to work every day? I mean, if you're living in San Francisco or you're living in Hollywood and you actually have a conservative mindset, how in the world do you get up every day and live your life? I don't know. You're a better person than I can be, because that would drive me nuts. I mean, I'm fighting a fight every day, right? We're battling it out every day, so I get it. But when you're so left that, you know, you're just... You don't see anything. You're tunnel vision. There's only one way, no way. It's the highway. That's it. I mean, I don't know how you live your life. It's crazy. All right, so here's the deal. We've got Eric Bowling coming up in just a couple of seconds. It'll be the first time I've gotten a chance to talk to him. A lot of different questions for him. Looking forward to that. Of course, a little later on, we'll have James Hearson. Speaking of Hollywood, we'll have him on in a bit. And then, of course, Robert Dobby will join us in the final hour of the program. A little later on, we'll take some more phone calls. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I am Lee Elsie, calling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now.
USA Radio News.
So it looks like the European Union is set on a collision course with President Trump after his foreign policy chief called for Europeans to increase their business dealings with Iran in defiance of the United States coming out and issuing an executive order to pose more sanctions on Iran. On the other side, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, he's a big fan of the sanctions.
I think it's outstanding. I'm really happy that the president is choosing to take a stronger stance as it relates to Iran. The Iran nuclear deal, this JCPOA, shouldn't have been entered into in the first place. It was fatally flawed for what was in it. It was fatally flawed for what wasn't in it.
According to a U.S. trade representative, the United States will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese imports starting on August 23rd. The tariff will affect goods such as electronic parts, plastics, chemicals, batteries, and railway cars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Something bad happens. In other words, you've got to have an insurance policy. You've got to own some gold and silver. Because when the world's going to hell, gold and silver go up. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Everybody gets a 1 ounce Silver Eagle, great gift for your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces, nephews. You just have to be the first 100. Twice a show, first hour, second hour. So they're giving away 200 a day. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated. TII1.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. I'm just taking a couple days off here in the middle of summer, and I will be back with you again on Wednesday. I look forward to it. In the meantime, Lee Elsie is guest hosting. You take good care of him.
All right, we're back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn-Root. Thank you, Wayne. Again, USA Radio Network. You're listening to War Now. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And we are waiting on Eric Bowling, who happens to be in some kind of a very important conference call. So if he calls us back or when he calls us back, we'll go right to him. You know, a couple things just as I have your attention here. So do you see the story about the drug kingpin accused of orchestrating these brutal murders for MS-13. Now, MS-13 is, we have a great listenership out in Long Island. A lot of folks out there listening to Wayne Allyn-Root out in Long Island. And MS-13, they're big out in Long Island. They're doing heavy damage. And a New York State judge locked up this horrible individual, this drug kingpin who orchestrated these murders. And Miguel Angel Correa Diaz, 35, begged the state Supreme Court Justice Patricia Harrington to intervene while he's locked up in Nassau County because, well, they're discriminating against me. I'm suffering in this country. I'm suffering. So here's a guy. I'm sure he's not illegal, right? He comes here. He's facing 25 years to life. And he's sitting in the judge's in the courtroom. The judge begging the judge to give him a break. He's so persecuted. It's horrible. He's suffering so bad. Unbelievable. And this is an MS-13 tough guy begging the judge. He just, his conditions in jail are horrible. He needs better conditions, and maybe he needs a couple extra sandwiches or a little bit more time playing Fortnite or whatever it is that they give him over in Long Island. So anyway, I just hope that they lock him up, throw the key away, some dark, wet, ugly dungeon somewhere, and he never sees the light of day. How about this one? Another illegal immigrant, pedophile. How about this? This is gonna break you. A convicted illegal immigrant accused of sexually abusing an underage female relative is now racking up a whopping $1 million of taxpayer-funded medical bills while he's in prison. Gerardo Valerio Romero, 49. He's a 49-year-old, get this, illegal alien from Mexico, was arrested and charged with sexually abusing an 8-year-old girl who is a relative of his. Now, is in custody in Utah. Apparently, this illegal alien wasn't feeling very well, so they took him to the doctor, and he got diagnosed with cancer. So now his treatment is basically bankrupting, according to the county, Utah County taxpayers, draining the county's budget. Valerio Romero was previously convicted of a crime but was never deported out of the United States. The country has an illegal alien population, of course, of over 12 million, costing well over $100 billion a year of taxpayer money. All right, think about this. So you've got this, another, I'm going to be kind here, piece of garbage. Rapist, pedophile, rapes one of his family members. They catch him, throw him in jail. While he's waiting, he goes to the doctor. They find out he's got cancer. How about you find out where he's from, right? And you put him on the first flight out. And when you get over wherever he's from, you push him out. Give him a parachute, push him out, end of story. See ya. I don't care if you have cancer. I don't care what you have. It's one thing if you are a law-abiding citizen, even a law-abiding non-citizen, you don't want to see basically persecuted or punished or put through any agony. But a pedophile? A rapist? Someone who is attacking children? We got to pay for his cancer? Are you serious? You got to be kidding me. This is why people like me, other conservatives, lose their mind when it comes to immigration. It's not because we don't like immigrants. It's not because we're not part of the fabric of America. I went over this with you guys a couple of nights ago. My grandma spoke broken English till the day she died. Whenever she would send, she would give me a card for my birthday, the outside of the card would be L-I. That's how she spelled L-I. And inside would be $5. And that's what I'd get. And she was, one of the strongest women I ever met. But she loved America. She was an immigrant. She did it the right way. These folks who are doing what they're doing here, this is what breaks us, man. This is what breaks us. This is what tears, the people who are similar, let's say, in ideas, that tears us apart. You can scream all you want about caring about people. You want to pay money? You want to pay the cancer treatment for a pedophile? An illegal immigrant pedophile? I don't want to pay for a pedophile's cancer treatment if they're from this country. Never mind an illegal. That makes absolutely no sense to me. And this story is about a week or so old. Maybe almost a week and a half old. But here's how crazy everything is in this world. So neighbors in Oakland, they're protesting ICE, right? So the ICE agents are swarming in on somebody. And as they're swarming in, there's a group of people who see the ICE jackets on, etc., and they start protesting, yelling and screaming. Videos of neighbors protesting as ICE agents broke up. They went to this home, and what they ended up actually doing is they were breaking up a child sex trafficking ring, right? Right in their own neighborhood. I mean, it's not funny, but they're breaking up this child sex trafficking ring, and the people, the neighborhood, is booing them. Booing them. And trying to intervene, being horrible about this. Unbelievable. It's incredible. Congressman Rob Simmons is listening to us right now. He is one of our favorite guests on the morning show. He just texted me a very funny line. He says, "What parachute? Just push him out." I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement 100%. Yes, sir, 100%. So this is what drives the folks on the right nuts. It's not immigration. It's bad immigration. It's illegal immigration. It's folks who come here and kill people drunk driving. It's folks who come here and join MS-13. It's folks who come here and soak on the system. It's folks who come here and they cost towns and cities and states hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of dollars in tax-funded monies to help them with a cancer or a baby or whatever. That's what bothers us. That's what bothers me. That and the safety issue when it comes to illegal immigration. Safety first, number one. That's why I want to know who's coming in. I want to know where you're from. I want to vet you. I want to make sure you're not part of a gang in El Salvador. That's what I want. And I want to make sure you're going to be a productive member of society. How does that make me an ogre? How does that make me a racist? Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't. That's the bottom line. It doesn't. It's unbelievable. There should be comprehensive immigration reform going on right now. This is an infinitely fixable issue in this country. We just need to have the will to push it forward and move it forward. We don't. And I'm sad. I mean, we have a president, I think we have a president. I mean, I know he's been talking about the wall, and they're pushing back on the wall. And again, I'm not so sure how much the wall is going to do. I mean, if you show me studies where the wall is going to prove out, where it's going to stop a lot of the drugs and a lot of the folks who are coming through, build it. But if the same thing can be done with advanced technology and a lot less cost, okay, I'm all for that as well. But I want a completely shut down border. You cannot get through. There's no way a child should be able to walk from El Salvador through Mexico into the United States. It should not be possible. Wall, no wall, lasers, no lasers, whatever you want to put down on the border. But the idea that a kid can just sort of skip across the border from Texas to from Mexico to Texas. It's insane that that can happen. So straighten that out. And then you want to deal with the 10, 12, 15, 20, 25 million illegals who are here. I'd be more than happy to sit down and have a conversation about how to go about doing that. But you've got to start with clamping down on anybody and everybody who comes across the border. You've got to do a much, much better job focusing on that. And we, since even Reagan, back in, back to Ronald Reagan, I mean, he missed the ball on that. It's one of his, his big faux pas. Amnesty, and then he never solidified the border security. Never got to that point. So, anyway, this is sort of where we are. Anyway, I guess we're going to miss out. Maybe Eric will call us during the next break. We'll give him another opportunity. Hopefully he can. I wanted to talk to Eric Foley to get a new television channel. We've got some baseball stories I think we can trade down the road, so long as that happens. Anyway, if not, you want to call in 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. A little later on, Robert Dobby, superior actor, will join us. James Houston as well. Stick around. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. Info.
War out.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We all know that health care is a disaster in this country. It's completely unaffordable. If you can't afford it, it covers nothing. But there's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. So stop letting others tell you what to do. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, 855-58-LIBERTY. I put my kids' health care in their hands. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 saved over a two-year period. If you can use it, check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I'm just taking a couple days off here in the middle of summer, and I will be back with you again on Wednesday. I look forward to it. In the meantime, Lee Elsie is guest hosting. You take good care of him.
All right, we are back. Thank you very much, Wayne. And again, thanks for this opportunity to be part of the USA Radio Network and War Now. Again, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So I know Wayne is on Newsmax every night and does at least an hour every night, and he talks to Bill O'Reilly just about every night. And what's interesting is I dug up a whole bunch of nuggets from Newsmax magazine. In fact, one of the local gun shops in the area always bring me all the Newsmax magazines in case I missed any. But there is the latest poll. The popularity of the United States Congress has hit rock bottom in late 2013, according to the Gallup poll. Well, that's when the rock bottom was 9%, but now the Gallup poll has the Congress at 19%. So it's 19. Can you imagine 19%? 19% favorability. I mean, can you go to work every day knowing that 2 out of 10 people think you're doing a good job? Can you imagine that? All right, let's go out to Long Island where Chet is waiting. Chet, welcome to War Now.
Hey, Lee. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about them deciding in Hollywood to take away Trump's star.
Sure.
This all kind of came to a head because I've been following this story people have been attacking his star since he was elected as president.
Yep.
Like George Lopez held some party there where actually people were defecating and urinating on it. And then there was a couple times where it was defaced, and finally someone came with a pickaxe. And it got to the point where they wouldn't guard the star, and there was a video of Trump supporters that were protecting the star, and they got into an altercation with some progressives that wanted to deface the star again. So what it makes me think of, though, is go back to some of the southern monuments that have been taken down,
mm-hmm.
or like a park that's named after Thomas Jefferson, where they want you to change the name, and they get their way because they want, you know, it's like, anytime they throw a fit or they vandalize stuff, it seems like they win every time. And I don't understand it. You know, it's like, what's the thinking in that? It's like they're allowed to behave like criminal scum of the earth, and they get their way. What is that all about?
Yeah, I'll tell you, too, one of the biggest criticisms for Trump has been the way he handled that whole monument situation in Virginia, if you remember. And to me, that was one of the most misread scenarios when it came to the media. Trump was only saying, when he said, oh, there are good people, he wasn't talking about the Nazi skinheads either. He was talking about the people who wanted to go out there and set statues down, their history. So, yes, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think you're 100% on the money. It is definitely, the double standard is in just about every walk of life, Chad. It's everywhere now.
And he also said that there were bad people on both sides.
Right.
And exactly. You know what? He's right about
that. He is right. You're right.
But
you're exactly right.
You know, but I just can't believe that they go and they destroy this thing, so the answer is remove it. You know, the liberal fascists always get their way by stamping their feet. It's starting to annoy me. And it's affecting us in every aspect on this, on the internet, with these monuments. Anything that they want to do, they shut us down. You know, it's time that people tell me that, you know, you have to do better than that. You can't go down to their level. I'm getting sick of it.
Right.
You know, you're gonna punch me in the face, I'm gonna punch you in the face. You know, eye for an eye. I'm sick of this stuff. I'm sick of being better than them. It's time we start fighting fire with fire, Lee.
Well, you know, the one thing about that, I don't want to get to, and Chad, listen, thanks for the call, but the music is playing, we got to run. Always a pleasure to chat with you, and all tons out in Long Island, tons of great listeners in Long Island. I totally understand what you're saying, and nothing angers me more than when you're in one of these idiotic Facebook or Twitter battles with somebody who's got an IQ of about 40, and they're spewing all the liberal talking points. There's nothing that angers me more. Except maybe when you're attacked and it's unprovoked, and basically they put you in a spot where it's in a no-win situation. So I feel you, and I said this last night, somewhere along the line maybe, a lot of people are believing that the left versus the right is going to happen. There'll be some kind of a civil war. As I said last night, the left isn't going to care about it. War Now, it's the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie, calling in for Wayne Allen.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.